Dear friends in Christ, today I want to talk to you about chapter 11 in the history of our church body that we call the CLC. This chapter has to do with the history of all the various congregations that organized the CLC. There were 43 of them in all. Obviously, I don't have the time to talk about the history of all 43 of these congregations, but I have chosen two, and I want to give you a brief summary of the history of these two congregations. And I think quite a few of you, or at least some of you, are members of these two congregations. The one is Berea Congregation of Inver Grove Heights, and the other is Messiah Congregation of Hales Corners, Wisconsin. Berea Congregation was the first mission congregation that was started by the people that organized the CLC. The first service was back in 1959 in the fall, 50 years ago. And Pastor Radke, Gordon Radke from Mankato, conducted the service. And there were 16 persons attending, and the service was held in a home. In January of 1960, the group organized as Berea Church, and they held their services in a building on Marshall Avenue in St. Paul. And Marvin Ipes was called to be the first pastor. The congregation was too small to pay for their pastor, and the church body couldn't do it either, so Pastor Ipes had to work for the St. Paul Post Office for 6 years. And then after those 6 years, the CLC decided that they could support him financially so that he could quit that job. The second pastor came in 1970, Pastor Paul Larson, and in that same year, the big decision was made to move from St. Paul to Inver Grove Heights. And the church began to grow, and in a few years, the congregation became self-supporting. That is, they didn't need any financial help anymore from the CLC. A few years later, Christian Day School was opened. That was 1978. And then, as the congregation began to grow, the buildings had to be, well, new buildings had to be made. Just to give you an idea of the growth, in 1982, the average attendance was 81. In 1992, it was up to 141. And by 2007, the average attendance was 224. David Schierenbeck became the pastor in 1983 and has been serving the congregation until now. So the congregation has had only three pastors in its 50-year history. The Lord has certainly richly blessed this congregation with internal and external growth. Now, Messiah Congregation in Hales Corners has had nine pastors in its 50-year history. Among them, John Pfeiffer, John Udy, and also myself. The congregation in Hales Corners began as a congregation in Milwaukee. Nine persons attended the first service in a home in March of 1960. Then services were held in rented quarters in a church building in Milwaukee, and then in Milwaukee and Waukesha, and then only in Waukesha, until finally property was purchased in Hales Corners. Now, in those early years, the congregation did not receive any support from the CLC, but they weren't able to support a pastor either. So the pastor, namely myself, had to work full-time at another job, and the job I got was with the city of Milwaukee as a librarian or a library assistant. But after a few years, the congregation grew enough to support the pastor, and that was a great thing. When the church began in Hales Corners, everything went along very well for quite a while. Membership stayed steady at about 100 members. But then troubles came. Two of the pastors that served the congregation were not really in full agreement with the CLC. And when they were pastors, many members left the congregation. And in fact, the two pastors themselves left the congregation and the CLC as well. The membership was down to 60 at one point. But when John Udy came in 1991. In 1991, the congregation began to grow again, and in a few years, a school was opened, and in that very same year, there were 35 new members in one year. And the Lord has blessed the congregation so that now there are more than 200 members in that congregation. So here we have two charter member congregations, Berea of Invergrove Heights and Messiah of Hales Corners. Two congregations that the Lord has richly blessed in many ways. Now this external growth was not true of all the congregations, the other 41 congregations. In fact, many of them lost members. But whether a congregation grows or whether a congregation does not grow, if the true gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ is proclaimed, we can be sure that God is at work and He is doing the work that needs to be done. I'd just like to close today with reading two paragraphs from a pamphlet or brochure that Messiah Congregation of Hales Corners put out in one of its anniversary years. This is the quotation. "We hope to be and remain a congregation such as Martin Luther himself would be happy to join. For Luther once said, 'I want to be and remain in the church and little flock of the faint-hearted, the feeble, and the ailing, who feel and recognize the wretchedness of their sins, who sigh and cry to God incessantly for comfort and help, who believe in the forgiveness of sin, and who suffer persecution for the sake of the word, which they confess and teach purely and without adulteration.'" And then the brochure continues, "As God has blessed us, may He continue to bless and strengthen our faith in Jesus Christ our Savior by creating within us zealous hearts, eager to work while it is day. O Lord, let us always live in expectation of Thy glorious return, for our crosses, tribulations, sorrows, and pains are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed to us on that day. To God alone be glory. Amen." We conclude by singing hymn 264, stanzas 5 and 6. Preaching. one announcement. It looks like it's an important one. Snow plowing. Vehicles in center two rows of upper lot must be moved to lower lot by 12:30 today. After plowing, return vehicles to upper lot prior to nightfall.